20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country. Nobody plays more country. The Matt Malone Morning Show with Matt and Kenzie. And it is time for the Y Country Medical Minute presented by the Cassopolis Family Clinic Network in Rose. It's been kind of an interesting holiday season because I feel like I haven't been focusing so much on watching what I've been eating. And I feel like that's kind of the same for everybody, and that's why New Year's resolutions, especially to lose weight, are so prominent this time of year.
It's really funny you say that, because I was reading an article that was talking about how people overindulge during the holiday season because they know the new year is coming.
Absolutely. It's almost like a free hall pass to eating.
Yeah, but now the thing is, you have to stick to your New Year's resolution so you're not continuing to overindulge.
Absolutely. So how do we do that? What's the best way to kind of be able to stick to our resolutions?
So my husband and I were talking about this, you know, setting realistic resolutions, setting a goal. So we're trying to eat better rather than, you know, doing the paleo diet right off the bat. We're trying to eliminate one thing. So this week and this month, we're eliminating dairy, and then next month we'll eliminate something else. Rather than overwhelming yourself, do it in bite-sized chunks. The same thing with exercise. Work out 2 days a week, and then maybe next month, add another day in there.
See, you mentioned bite size, but that just makes me think of like small pieces of chocolate or things that are so easy and accessible that kind of take us off of that resolution train.
Yes, with stress and anxiety, I mean, especially working adults, we're going to have that stress. And rather than reaching for that piece of chocolate or that little bag of potato chips that could really throw us off of our resolution, try a 15-minute walk or 15 minutes. You put some music on, dance around your house, or even 5 minutes of meditation can help you stay on track to a successful New Year's resolution.
And with that, I guess, meditation, sometimes I feel like I might fall asleep while doing that, but sleep is actually really, really important as well.
I think a lot of people fall asleep during meditation.
Absolutely.
Which is totally okay. So 7 hours of sleep each night is what is recommended for adults. And if you get enough sleep, then you're going to be more successful in your New Year's resolution.
Excellent. If we want to revisit all these tips, where can we go?
Go to our website at CassFamilyClinic.org.
The Y Country Medical Minute presented by the Cassopolis Family Clinic Network. Rose, we will talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
You are very welcome. It's the Matt Malone Morning Show with Matt and Kenzie on 20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country.
Nobody plays more country.